Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, August 7th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in, folks, for the podcast. A lot of people say, Randy, I can't listen 9 to noon Monday through Friday. I have to work. If you go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcast, you can listen on demand anytime you want. Anytime you want. Now, one thing you have to understand is it's all about education, informing, understanding that the messaging, if right, and you get that out there to the people, wins races. We did it in Antrim County to prove a point. We didn't get the one commissioner that we truly wanted to get, and that was Carla Bart. I was praying on her. I was praying on that campaign with her husband, Gary. They worked their butts off, knocking on doors, talking to people, but they lost to a very liked Bel Air resident, longtime resident, county commissioner, Terry Van Alstyne. That race we wanted badly, and we came up short. We didn't put enough resources into it. We did not get the message out to enough people. And the bottom line, he's an auto parts store owner in Bel Air, knows everybody in town, got the messaging out, but it failed. We fell short. Others lost as well. Katie Ness lost to Lisa Trombley, one of Bergman's puppets. Congratulations to the Bergman machine. I got a snarky text message early this morning from James Hogue, his communications director. Not going to say it on the radio, not going to give it any credibility. But it was smug, it was snarky, and he wanted to make sure that he kind of stuck the knife in and twisted it a little bit. And it hurt. It hurt because none of our candidates won against the Bergman machine. One thing you have to understand, the facts are the facts, the truth is the truth. We just didn't get the messaging out. But that's okay. We learn from our defeats. We learn and we move on. And you know what? It makes us better, stronger people next time. Now, one of the things that is pretty interesting, I'm going to talk about a couple of these races real quick. Lisa Trombley, retired government contractor for Lockheed Martin defeated the Patriot, absolutely MAGA Republican Katie Nis 63-30% in the 103rd House District primary. A third candidate, Tripp Garcia, got 6.37%. Trombley's victory gives the House Republicans the candidate they wanted to face freshman Betsy Kofia in the general election. Trombley was the recipient, listen to this, folks, of $200,000 in spending from Consumers Energy, their connected PAC, Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy. Outside of that, Trombley had resources of her own. She put $17,000 of her own money into the campaign as part of the $80,547 reported in her July 26th campaign finance report deadline. By comparison, Katie Nis only raised $9,925. She was able to put some into TV ads. Trombley's win was among 10 of the Step 1 primary races in which the winner will now run in a very competitive general election. By and large, Lansing Republicans got the candidates they wanted to advance through the primary so as to give incumbent Democrats a real tough challenge come November. So what does that mean? It means the puppets and the people that are willing to take the PAC money won the primary. If Katie Nis was willing to take PAC money from special interest groups where she would be obligated to them, she would have got the money. But she refused to do it. She didn't raise the money, she lost. But here's the good news. Now, with the candidates that they got, their puppets in place, they will most likely defeat the Democrats in the House and take back the majority in the November 5th election. What does that do to our state? What it does to our state, folks, is it stops Gretchen Whitmer and basically turns her into a lame duck for the last 2 years of her governorship. She's going to have a really tough time passing a big government tax and spend budget in the House. We are going to help the Republicans get the majority, but we're going to hold them accountable and say no more of these crazy big tax and spend budgets. It's going to stop because we put you there. How did we put him there? We voted for him in November. When you take the majority back, Whitmer's in trouble. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a prediction right now from a political strategy point. She is going to stop basically being our governor the last 2 years of her term because she will be a lame duck with this House majority going to the Republicans. And guess what? Guess what? She will absolutely start running for president of the United States in 2028. Kamala Harris is going to lose. Donald Trump is going to win. And Whitmer will immediately, mark my words, January of 2025, start running for president. Why? Because the Republicans are going to take back the House majority in November's election. It's that simple. It is that simple. There's other races out there around the state of Michigan that's going to help develop this winning strategy for the Republicans to take back the House. The youth vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, the youth vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Riley Linting, will be facing Jamie Church's Democrat in Wyandotte for the 27th district. This is going to be interesting. Because when they flip that seat, that's one Democrat down, Republicans gain. Kevin Whiteford, former vice chair of Michigan Republican Party, will get another shot at defeating the Democrat, Joey Andrews, from St. Joseph, down in the 38th House District. That is the southern Lake Michigan shoreline. Whiteford won the primary 56-54 over George Lucas. Whiteford is the husband of former state representative Mary Whiteford. He runs a wealth management company. That seat's going to flip. Absolutely going to flip. Calhoun County Commissioner Steve Frisbee, 61, won the 44th House District in a landslide, defeating his opponents in the primary. Now he's going to go after Jim Hadzma, Democrat from Battle Creek. I think that seat's going to flip. 48th House District. General Manager of the Water Filtration Service, Brian Ignanowski, defeated Tawn Bellinger. She's a good friend of ours. She lost big time, 68-32. Now he's going to go after Jennifer Conlin, a communist Democrat from Ann Arbor. She only got 53% of the vote back in 22 as a one-term freshman running for re-election. I think that seat's going to flip as well. There's other races out there, folks, that are going to flip. And when you look at these races and how strong these candidates are going to be supported by the Michigan Republican Party, the Bergman machine, Pete Hoekstra's machine, DeVos family, all of this money is going to go into these races into November. They flip the House. You flip the House, Whitmer is screwed when they get sworn in January of 2025. She's going to see the writing on the wall. She's going to see the problems she's going to have trying to continue her agenda. It's game over. When Kamala Harris loses to Donald Trump, she will begin running for president immediately. Mark my words, January of 25. Jocelyn Benson will start running for governor. Oh yeah, they got the whole thing planned out. That's why Whitmer didn't want to be Kamala Harris's vice president. She didn't want to be on a losing team. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Robert over in Roger City texted me Epoxy Pro. I sent him the screenshot. EpoxyPro.com is the website, the phone number 877-703-7699. He's going to contact them, learn more about the product. Folks, this product will make your floors look unbelievable. You like a nice, clean garage? You got to start with that dust from the concrete. You have to seal it. You get oil on it. The car's leaking a little oil. No problem. Wipe it up with a rag. You get mud or dirt in there. No problem. Hose it off. They give you a little squeegee. You squeegee it off. It's dry in like 10 minutes. This product is phenomenal. It actually is absorbed into the concrete. It bonds with your concrete floor. You got uneven floors? No problem. They can jack it. They can fill it with this filler and then put the epoxy over it. Totally flat, beautiful looking floors when they're done. You got to reach out to them and get this product. It's phenomenal. We have it in our garage and I absolutely love it. I didn't use Epoxy Pro. I wish I had, because this cheap crap that the previous owners used of this epoxy, it's actually popped in a couple of spots. It didn't fully adhere, and it chipped off. This stuff does not chip off. It is phenomenal. You need to give them a call. A lot of theories going on out there. Democrats crossed over. Absolutely, they did. The numbers, thanks to Downstate Kim, looking at the numbers, especially in the U.S. Senate race, for Mr. Rogers to lose, well, could a crossover of votes by the Democrats played a part in it? Here's why. Unofficial result numbers, Republican votes, 693,429. Democrats, 562,962. and they still have five more counties to report. Unofficial, right now, the findings are 78 of 83 counties have actually posted their results. Here's the bottom line, folks. It doesn't matter. The candidates are the candidates. The bottom line is we have got to take back the House and the Senate with bigger numbers in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump has got to get elected over Kamala Harris. Well, what about the machines, Randy? Screw that. It's all about turnout. It's all about too big to rig. People who did not vote last night need to vote in November. We begged, we pleaded, we absolutely asked everybody to get out to vote. The numbers were low. Who was it? I think it was Dave Ageman. Let me find his information. 27%. 27%. Where is Dave? Man, I got so many text messages. Come on, find him. There he is. Only 27% of registered voters voted. Think about that. Barely one in four bothered to vote in the primary. That turnout, folks, is our fault. Todd Smallenberg said it on the show yesterday. Get out the vote, folks. If we don't get out the vote, we lose. That's exactly what happened to all of our candidates. If you don't get out the vote, if you don't turn out your people to vote, you lose. So that's a lesson we learned in that defeat. Don't say it's rigged. It's not rigged. You didn't do your job to get the vote out. It's that simple. If you get the vote out, you win. If you motivate the people with the right slogan, the right campaign, you win. When you work to knock the doors, to convey the message, you get the signs out, you show the general public you have support for this candidate, they win. You're upset that Todd didn't defeat Cam Cavett? Well, it's our fault. We didn't get our people out to vote. I don't know what the final numbers was, but it wasn't that big of a victory. We could not have overcome it had we gotten out the vote. But we learn. This is school of hard knocks, folks. Politics is a hard, tough game. We're in it to win it, to make changes, reforms, to make our communities a better place. And we're not giving up. We are not giving up. If anything, the Bergman machine motivated me. That snarky little text message I got from James Hoag motivated me. We'll have better plans, bigger radio family, and we'll get the message out next time. It's going to happen, people. We are going nowhere. Top of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487.